Today is the 25th of October, 2016, and, you know, I'm almost to the point where I think I'm going to do away with YouTube off of my links, because I cannot look at YouTube without seeing so much perversion and so much close to pornography. And with what comes out of Madonna's mouth now, you know, it's just amazing where our society has gone. The absolute depravity, perversion, where we've gone to. This is what Satan's kingdom looks like, isn't it? The perversions that is spoken of. We talk about perversion. And, you know, we have to, during this time, keep the Word of God ever before us. In Joshua 1:8, we're told, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For that, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." God's word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Christ has fulfilled all righteousness. All of our faith, the faith of Christ, all of our trust because of the faith of Christ, all of our hope because of his completed work, must be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He fulfilled all righteousness when he hung on that rugged cross. We are so wicked. We are so perverse. We are so undone without the perfect sacrifice of Christ, we would have no hope of anything other than damnation. We all deserve it. So thankful for what Christ has done for his people. I'm thankful that the faith of Christ never fails. He set his face like a flint, endured the cross, despised the shame, was spit upon. The crown of thorns was placed upon his head. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we're healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of all of his elect. Well, this morning, it's about 3:00 in the morning, and I've been thinking about how it seems as though the United States has become Sodom and Gomorrah. We see with this election before us, and we see the two candidates and how they're both steeped in perversion. Look at their lives. Look at their history. Look at their profiles. You know, look in the Old Testament, you see these wicked kings like Ahab, different ones. And yet God's the one that raises these kings up and brings them down. But we need to continue to look to the author and finisher of our faith. We need to look to the rock, Christ Jesus, from whence cometh our only hope. We need to look at the eternal Son of God, who gave himself for us. You know, we need to keep our minds fixed on Him. As we see that our society goes downhill, 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 we need to realize that there is nothing more important than to stay in His Word, to cry out to Him, realizing that He has put His Spirit in our hearts. We cry out, Abba, Father, oh Lord, help me. Help me not to fall. Help me not to be like David, to be drawn away of my own lust and enticed. Help me to realize that You are my Creator, You're my Redeemer, and I cannot go one day, I can't take one breath without Your help, without Your aid. We have been promised that He will be with us. He will be by us. When we cry to Him, we repent of our sins, we turn from our sins, and He's the one that causes us to do that. Abraham in Genesis 21:33, Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. I'm glad to know that we are serving an everlasting God who sees how Satan attacks us and comes against us, shakes our very soul. Psalm 41:13, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalm 92, and I know there's a reason that I think that I'm spending so much time on His immutability, His eternality, His everlasting nature, the fact that He is Alpha, Omega, beginning and end, first and last, because we're looking at this life as just a very temporary shadow. And we see that in Psalms 90, the second chapter, the second verse, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting Thou art God. Thou art from everlasting. Also, we need to understand that God's mercy is everlasting to His people. In Psalm 103:17, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Remember, we have an everlasting covenant with the Father. Well, when He says, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, Proverbs 8:23, we know that He has no beginnings and He has no endings. We have an everlasting foundation. We have a rock that we can depend upon in these terrible, terrible, perverse, immoral times we're living in. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You know, Psalm 24:5 says, the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, broken the everlasting covenant, changed the ordinances, and so on. But we are exhorted by Isaiah in the 26th chapter, the 4th verse, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Everlasting strength. We cannot rely upon ourselves. We can't rely upon anything in the creature. You know, but when we find ourselves crying out to our Savior, you know, Isaiah says in Isaiah 45:17, Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end. Sometimes I feel confounded. Sometimes I have the thought, is there any hope for me? All this perversion going around me. You know, I'm like Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation. You know, all the nudity, all the immorality, all of the sordid affairs and so on. You know, 54th chapter of Isaiah verse says, in a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Well, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before his throne. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. We should be trembling before our Lord God, realizing his mighty power, his majesty. Go out and look into the heavens. You know, the heavens declare the glory of God. You know. And I know that we have some great promises that we can cling to. Jeremiah says in 31:3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And he says in 32:40, I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. That should be our prayer. God, put the fear of God in our hearts, that we will not depart from you. Increase our faith, dear Lord. Increase our faith. You know, give us more of the faith of Christ. Amen. Give us more of the faith of Christ. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Well, God chastens us. He corrects us. Habakkuk 1:12 says, "Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and, Almighty God, thou hast established them for correction." You know, I was thinking about what Christ has done for his people. He says in the 4th chapter of John, the 14th verse, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." You know, he says in the 5th chapter of John, the 24th verse, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and thou shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." You know, when we see all of this that's going around us, we say, how can I be one of his in the midst of all of this sinfulness? Well, he's put his faith within us. Our faith is resting in Jesus Christ. And we realize that we are living in a fallen world, and we're living in the midst of Babylon. And our desire is to try to honor God, and to he's put his spirit within us, and we should detest and hate these sinful things that are going on around us. Galatians 6:8, "For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Well, I'm glad that we're told in Hebrews 13:20, "The God of peace that brought again from dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." You know, he says in 2 Peter 1:11, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." You know, I'm glad that we have had the everlasting gospel preached to us, and that God's people have graciously received it, because the Holy Spirit drew us to himself. "All that the Father given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out." And it says he's given him power over all flesh, that he will give life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and they have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me in the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Well, you know, I want to just say that it's a wonderful prayer, isn't it? I'm glad that Christ prayed out loud so that we could hear. I'm glad that he prayed out loud so that we could hear his prayer. And I'm glad to know also that Christ has been given power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And my prayer today is that we also may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You know, we should pray that we would get to know Jesus Christ better and better and better in our lives. We fail him so often. So often we get in the flesh. So often we succumb to sin and pride and self-righteousness and the things of this world tear us away from our focus upon him, but yet he is faithful. He is faithful to his people. And he always will be faithful to his people. He will never fail. He is always there. He's always there. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. Hopefully this has been a blessing this morning to concentrate and focus upon his word. He said, behold, I come quickly. You know, I'm looking forward to his coming. Lord Jesus, come quickly, should be our prayer. May God be with you this day.